So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. An idiot with a plan can beat a genius without a plan. Welcome to the Vegan Fitness Podcast. And this one is a controversial one because you may be thinking, what is this title, yo? Guess who said that? Guess who got quoted saying that? Warren Buffett, the third richest person in the world with a net worth of $82 billion. This guy, this man knows what he's talking about. That's why I want to address this, because I think it resonates a lot. It should resonate a lot with you guys listening to this podcast. And I think bringing you this message will make you realize, yo, you got to get going in the right direction. And that's why I want to choose the title, just to get you on this podcast, to realize you got to get going with the right plan. And I want to give you three plans that you need to crush it with the transformation in the next months to come, for you to transform your body, lose all the fat that you want to lose, and build the plant-based muscle that you're striving for. But before that, I want to start with a little story. So I was actually myself experiencing that firsthand. Like a year ago, or a bit more than that, I was out of shape. I was puffy. I was soft. I was eating plant-based, yes. And I also had a goal, yes. But I had no real plan. I had no real plan on what to actually do on a daily basis. Like, I was just eating a lot. And I was just working out with some workout plan I bought for $20 online or something. And just thinking, okay, once I eat a lot and I lift heavy, I'll get big. So I can just eat whatever, like, of course, plant-based, but just a lot, like lentils all day, pasta all day, quinoa all day, whatever it was. I was just was eating all day because I was like, yeah, it's healthy food, right? So I can eat whatever, and I need a lot of it in order for me to build strength and muscle. So just lifting heavy and eating whatever will get me there. And I knew all the ins and outs of amino acid research, nutrient timing, micronutrients, this and that, food combining, all of this. So you could say I was a genius at this, or I think I thought I was a genius at this. And I was like, no way, I can do this wrong. Like, I know all the stuff, I have all the knowledge, so I'm doing this right. So I just eat a lot of food and go to the gym and crush it. And guess what happened? Yeah, as I shared before, I got out of shape. Yeah, you see the pictures on my Instagram feed. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you probably know it already. So you can scroll down a little bit. Like, early last year, you could just scroll down a little bit and you see. And I didn't look really fit. Like, I was super puffy, like I said, soft. I was not a good representation of the fit plant-based lifestyle, to be honest. Like, I think I was just looking weak, even though I was working out for a long time and eating a lot of food. So I didn't do it right. Even though I thought, I got all information, I got all the knowledge, I'm reading every single day, whatever. But guess what? I didn't have a plan. And you can bet that any idiot out there with a plan outperformed me and looked way better than me. And I was actually there and starting to doubt the vegan diet. Like, does this work for me? Can I build muscle on the vegan diet? Like, I'm looking puffier than usual. Is this working for me? Am I doing something wrong? Or is it just impossible to look great on vegan diet? Like, this guy looks great, even though he doesn't really know what he does, or he doesn't know about the amino acids. Acid research, that's the fun part. Like, I was looking at people maybe that don't know jack shit about amino acid research or nutrient timing, whatever it is, and they look better than me. And I was like, yo, this is just genetics, this is BS. So I basically had two excuses. I was like, this is genetics, and this is because I'm eating plant-based and they're not. Like, to be freaking honest, like, that's what the thoughts that I had back in the day when I was not in super good shape. Even though, like I said, the main message you should get here is that this idiot probably had a good plan that he just followed. I'm not judging that he was super knowledgeable, but most of the time, yeah, you could just say that this was an idiot who just had a plan and he outperformed me. He looked way better. He was in way better shape, performed probably also better, like I said. And that's what I want to bring home with this podcast. I was starting to adopt a vegan diet when in reality, it was just not having a real plan that held me back. And once I had one, and once I executed, like I do it now, getting a coach that commits to me, that gives me a custom plan, that knows, okay, I'm advanced, I need different kind of workouts, I need different kind of nutrition. Once I just followed that, implemented that, damn, I'm making real gains right now. Like, I'm getting bigger by the day, staying lean. So I'm actually, of course, currently building muscle, putting on weight, putting on lean muscle. But I'm staying lean at the same time. The last time I did this, I just got puffy. But I'm staying lean because I'm actually following a plan. That's what I want you to understand. And I just follow the damn plan the coach gives me. So, like I said in the beginning, I want to give you three plans that you need in order to crush it. Are you ready for this? Let's start right away with, of course, the first one, a workout plan. So, fuck the trying around, the fleeting around in the gym, the I would just go and hit this and that approach. It won't get you anywhere. It won't get you anywhere. You won't progress. You won't build the muscle. You won't build the strength because you never even know. Like, you're going to the gym. Last time you did 10 kilos for biceps curls. Next time you do 15 kilos. Then the next time you're like, oh, today I'm feeling weak. So let's do 8 kilos. All over the place. You're never putting in consistent action and getting consistent results and getting consistently stronger because you don't even know what you're doing, right? So that's the first thing you need, a real workout plan that's like tailored to your experience level. Because if you are a beginner and you start with a 7-day split where you Monday do chest workout, then on Tuesday do bicep workout, whatever it is, it's just BS. I mean, of course, builds muscle if you continuously do it, but you can just do a full body workout, hit every body part 3 times a week, and get huge in just a few weeks and months. Like I experienced with my coaching clients. Imal, for example, just started and he's already looking so freaking good 3 weeks in with his full body routine. And he's crushing it, working out 3 times a week. But that's a whole different topic. So yeah, actually a plan that moves you forward, that no moves you forward, and that you can just execute and consistently show up to. And a plan will actually save you time and get you to the next level that you want to be. It's not like it will take time from it. It will just save you time. And once you focus on progressing consistently, showing up consistently, you will get huge. That's something you need to realize. So get a workout plan and get moving. Second plan you need, of course, nutrition plan. Nutrition plan is the second thing you need. And this is pretty obvious, I would say. But especially for you vegans out there, it is a game changer to have a good nutrition plan. Because I'm going to break it to you. A lot of you are still brainwashed by a lot of the vegan community. Was like, you don't need that much protein. You only need like 40 grams of protein like everyone else. And this and that. You just have to eat healthy and looking great. And yes, of course, like you will get average results if you eat average. So if you only eat quinoa and veggies, whatever, then okay, great. You will maybe get some results. But you risk like getting skinny fat because you don't need enough protein. You actually waste years of your life because you're like eating 80-10-10 diet and working out for years on end and not seeing results. And then this is really sad, right? When you could have just at the beginning eaten a high protein diet, high carb, and having the right routine in place, you can get results in a few months. Yo. So that's always the fun thing about nutrition. Like, I'm asking myself, why there's so much like average information out there. Just have a good approach that's optimized for muscle growth, and you can still eat healthy. You can still eat the quinoa. I'm still a big fan of it, 100%. But still have a good plan in place that gives you the right macros, the right calories that move you forward, and nutrient timing as well, which is optimized, so you make the most amount of gains possible. There's definitely some things you need to keep in mind when eating a plant-based diet and wanting to build muscle. Fiber intake cannot be through the roof. That's another fun topic that I always like to talk about, because like if you want to build muscle, for example, eating a lot of calories, then eating very fiber-dense meals and like eating brown rice plus veggies plus chickpeas and beans, you're like bloated all day, full all day, cannot eat enough calories. So you gotta have some strategies in place for that not to happen, of course. And once you have the right nutrition plan, you will basically 100% get the results, since nutrition is the number one driver actually for like body composition changes for you, adding more weight, adding more muscle, and losing the fat. So have a right nutrition plan in place. Yo. Also, add a note to that, have a nutrition plan in place that you enjoy. So meals that are tasty, that are easy to make, and not where you have to grind nuts for 2 hours every single day. So that's just that. Nutrition plan. Third plan, mindset plan. So don't neglect it, okay? Mindset is a largely overlooked area of our body transformation journeys, and you really need it. You need it to show up, to motivate yourself, because like willpower is not endless, like, right? So when you are working, when you have a long day, when you have a stressful relationship, this all these things can throw you off, and then you don't go for 1 day, for 2 days, and for 1 week, and then you're thrown off. And just in general, when it comes to nutrition, there's so many challenges as well. Your mindset needs to be positive, proactive. You need to practice self-love. That's some simple things you need to do. And also meditation. So mindset is a huge part of this journey. A lot of people forget this. That's important to understand. Have a mindset plan in place as well, so that you show up, so you can freaking grow up, yo. Does it make sense? This is pretty simple, straightforward. Mindset is also, of course, a huge topic, so I could go super deep, but just have a mindset routine in place that you do every day. Okay. And actually, like, I want to share another example of the academy of my coaching program, Johnny, an amazing client of mine who has been crushing it over the last weeks. And just yesterday shared with me how he's pumped for his new workout nutrition plans that he got, because he has plans in place that moves him forward, that he knows moves him forward. So he just can put in this consistent action, and he knows he's moving in the right direction, doesn't have to put in too much thought into it. I just set it up for him, and he gets freaking going, makes the V gains he wants to see, and feels great doing it. And that's what we do in the academy, to make sure you have every plan that you need to move forward. And not only the plans, of course, you need the support with it to really execute. But that's something I will share soon. Actually, I will definitely interview Johnny soon. He's definitely a game changer. Super pumped for that. But that's just the podcast. Have plans in place. Like, any idiot with a plan will outperform a genius without a plan. That's something you realize. A lot of you, that's why I wanted to do this. A lot of you, I don't want to offend you, but a lot of you in the vegan community, like, read every single day, research every single day. I want to eat more antioxidant rich foods like this and that. I'm searching for the next superfood. All of this doesn't really matter, and you won't see results if you don't have a plan in place and move forward. So don't try to be a genius without a plan. Get the plan and freaking execute. You can be the next level, okay? You can be a genius with a plan. You can go to a whole nother level and become a superhuman, a genius with a plan. You will beat everyone. But that's important to understand, okay? So that's it for this podcast episode. Super pumped for you that you listen to it. I really appreciate your support. You are someone that's a game changer, someone who wants to change the industry beliefs around building muscle. That's super, super amazing. And as you see, I want to do more podcasts. I love podcasts. I'm publishing more every single week, so stay tuned for that. Every week, actually, every Monday, I plan on posting a coaching client interview, where I interview a client that crushed it in the academy, that got a nice transformation, so you see it's freaking possible. And of course, more of these episodes, mostly solo ones, but definitely some interviews coming soon as well, with some good industry leaders. But that's the plan for the podcast. Super pumped for you to listen to it. Hope you enjoyed it, this episode. If you did, make sure to leave a rating on iTunes, on Spotify, follow me, and also on iTunes, subscribe to the podcast so you know when the episodes go live. So thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Let's keep making the V-gains and save the planet. Guys, peace out, friends. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.